This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. From Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, comes a story of a fender bender with an unexpected twist. Brian Howard Deakins, initially facing a reckless driving charge, struck a plea deal that revealed a rather unique defense. Deakins admitted to careless driving and failing to report an accident after damaging a fence fixture. But his reason for leaving the scene? Not to escape, but to de-escalate a confrontation with an angry homeowner, a movie's attorney likened to walking away from a potential assault. Adding to intrigue, Deakins had already paid the homeowner $780 in restitution before even stepping into court. The result? No jail time, no probation, and a final bill of just $350 in fees and costs after a bond credit. Deakins even asked if he could pay for his court-appointed lawyer, only to learn the state had him covered. A case where quick thinking and perhaps a bit of preemptive payment led to a surprisingly lenient outcome. And in a dramatic turn in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom became the scene of a high-stakes legal tightrope walk for Arnold Lee Stone. His driver's license status, well, it's like a bureaucratic Bermuda Triangle between his personal belief, court records, and the Secretary of State as to the status of his license, and is now the linchpin of his case. Stone faces a driving charge with a plea deal on the table that hinges entirely on whether his license is truly valid. But here's the catch. Court records still show a suspension, despite Stone's conviction that he's had it restored. Prosecutor David Wallace admits his office hasn't even received the official driving records, adding to the confusion. The stakes, well, they're immense. Judge Ferris intervened, warning that if Stone pleads guilty to driving while suspended, while his license is still suspended, it could automatically trigger an additional suspension period, effectively doubling his time in legal limbo. To untangle this knot and prevent an inadvertent harsher penalty, Judge Ferris hit the pause button. Both the prosecution and defense now have till April 9th to definitively confirm Stone's license status and clear any outstanding issues. It's a race against time to ensure justice doesn't inadvertently trap Stone into a cycle of endless suspension. And this week on Shark Tank, a Freeland-based education company stepped into the spotlight and walked out with a deal that could reshape how local students learn after the bell rings. R1SE, known as RISE, founded by former educator Trevor Savransky, pitched its mission to expand affordable academic support for kids across Bend, Michigan. What started as a classroom career spanning 15 years has evolved into a growing network serving hundreds of students with tutoring, mentoring, and life skills programs. It wasn't just the mission that caught attention, it was the price. At just $15 an hour, the sharks were skeptical. Could something this accessible actually scale? Then came a turning point. Investor Kevin O'Leary called the concept genius, praising its potential to reach students often left behind. Moments later, Barbara Corcoran made her move, locking in a $3 million deal with a 15% stake, betting that RISE's model can grow fast and pay off even faster. Back home, the reveal played out like a movie premiere. Supporters gathered on a red carpet in Saginaw Township, celebrating a moment that had been under wraps for 9 months. Now, with two locations running, a third on the way, and a national spotlight behind it, Rise is no longer just a local program, it's a contender. If the Sharks are right, this Freeland startup might just change the equation for after-school learning, one student at a time. And that's been a look at your local news. We'll return right after this word from our sponsor for more news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Thumb Cellular.
Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back with more news. The Environmental Protection Agency's issued a temporary emergency waiver allowing the nationwide sale of E15 gasoline, fuel that's blended with 15% ethanol. The move, made effective May 1st, aims to stabilize domestic fuel supply and provide relief at the pump ahead of summer driving season. This decision removes federal impediments to selling higher ethanol blends across the country. By increasing the available fuel supply, the administration hopes to reduce reliance on imported fuels and bolster American energy independence amid ongoing international supply chain disruptions. And at the request of the Russian Federation, the UN Security Council is holding closed-door consultations today to discuss the ongoing military strikes in Iran. Russia has raised concerns regarding the targeting of civilian infrastructure, including healthcare and educational facilities. The war, now entering its second month, has seen nearly daily bombardment in various regions. International observers are calling for a de-escalation of hostilities to prevent a wider humanitarian crisis, as the conflict already caused significant displacement in southern Iran and neighboring areas. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
Well, that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.